Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I'm losing it.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yes, sirree. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
And we're in holiday time, and that means
us.
We just got to get through the show.
Miss me with the holiday time. I tried to do the Kris Kringle thing, and you.
What is Kris Kringle?
Where we gift each other.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not feeling much in the giving mood right now.
That's what you get. I can't believe Shasky said his team on radio is not that good. You can't do that.
He told me that off the air, too, so at least he's being true to himself.
Oh, man.
Let me run something by the Bay Area today.
What you got? You're smiling.
Yeah, just it's kind of interesting. So, I always like to figure out what our audience wants.
Yeah.
What do they want? So, last week, the great Sean Kemp.
S-Fly, we used to call him in the U.
Seattle Supersonic. He was in the Bay Area to do a card show.
Santa
autograph
Clara.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the boss was like, hey, what do you think about getting Sean Kemp?
S-Fly.
Okay, sure. You know, set it up. Well, of course, I guess Sean didn't quite make it on time once or twice. And so we got a text last night and it said, Sean Kemp.
At 11.
10:20.
Oh,
10:20.
I need glasses.
And you go to the boss and say, hey, Sean Kemp, 10:20. He goes, no, Sean Kemp at 10:20. So I thought we're interviewing him. He goes, no, that's too late. He was here last week. He's got no connection anymore. So we're not going to have Sean Kemp, but I'm wondering, should we have?
Oh, I thought we weren't having him because of the quote-unquote legal problems.
Oh, no, he doesn't have any
so
legal
those are
problems
done for,
now.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I didn't know if the FCC was going to come down on us.
Yeah,
so
no.
He's good to go. Legally.
Yeah, legally.
Oh,
I
didn't know
right.
that. I thought that's why we scratched him. No. Are we not going to talk about my turtleneck? Dude, I like, see, this is a new look for
you
me.
You are like in the middle of the Sahara Desert. You are thirsty.
Oh, whoa. I'm going to give you a 3.
Oh, no. My God.
Kevin said he liked
okay,
it.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about your collared turtleneck.
First time on air, I wore it.
It's actually not true, Goo. You wore it before.
Don't. This is the second time you've worn it, Mouth. It's new.
It's the second time you've worn it.
Now.
You know why I know it's the second time you've worn it?
You hating already.
Because I saw it before.
You ain't never seen it because I just got it.
No, you didn't.
Don't tell me.
I'll tell you right now, you're wrong. And you're going to be wrong a lot.
I'm going to throw this baseball across the room.
I dare you.
I need my job.
Yeah, do it.
I didn't got this already this week.
This is going to be a doozy.
You don't want to be number two on my list.
This is going to be a doozy this week. Oh, by the way, we're going to have Mick Cronin sound hopefully today.
What are you excited about? Warriors tonight.
What am I excited about?
No, seriously.
Well, here's what I did.
We got everything on the docket.
Well, here's what I thought in the hours leading up to the show, because I don't know what you think about in the hours leading up to the show. I tend to think about the show. The Warriors, Goo, play Minnesota tonight at Chase Center.
You going?
I haven't decided. As you can tell, I'm... You know, in a college shirt, yeah. So I can always get over there if I want. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. And then the Niners play Tennessee. And here's what I feel like. I feel like we're getting started. All right, we're finally getting started. Both the 49ers and the Warriors. Niners are 9-4. They got to 9-4, however they got there, yeah. Whether you think the schedule was this, that, or the other thing, big deal. They're 9-4. They got Tennessee here. They can get their 10th win. And then we're going to really start getting into the high stakes portion of the 49ers
season. Let's go. Prime time games.
The Warriors, this is absolutely, positively a pivot point. I'm looking at some things, and you can tell something's changed with the Golden State Warriors. I'm looking at... a story on NBC Sports Bay Area, and it was about Buddy Hield. And Buddy Hield basically is saying, oh yeah, it's people are coming for people's minutes. People are coming for people's minutes. It's really simple. And the cream rises to the top. And if you play and you don't play well, you can't expect to keep playing. I do feel like tonight is going to be the start of maybe nothing changes, but it's at least a point where there are indications that something may change.
Yeah, and I'm right with you. So it'll all play itself out. But for Buddy to say that, it's obvious. We see it. You know, the young guys are coming, the guys that have come out of nowhere, and that's Pat Spencer, Will Richard. You already saw what he's doing. So we'll see how it manifests. And I guess, Donnie, at the end of the day, do I dare say there's two scoreboards starting tonight with the Golden State Warriors for some certain players in regard to you play how you play? I mean, you play how you perform, but that's what it's based on. So, I mean, Buddy, can we say he's been off thus far this season? He's got to pick it up. And he verbally, vocally, he's saying, watch out. But they need him to start making some shots.
Yeah, they need to start playing better. With their star players, and we'll find out if they can.
Minnesota team in here tonight.
Yeah, we'll find out if they can. They can do that tonight against the.
You think Spencer starts tonight, or that's obvious? I think he's in the starting lineup.
Well, they don't have Draymond.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah,
I thought it was game time.
Personal reasons, and of course, and well, not of course. We're continuing to get bad news on the. Al Horford's not playing tonight.
Dude, if you had a dollar for every time you've told me that.
He's not.
Shocker.
And we'll have to figure out how to make a stand without him. Here's the thing, real quick. Okay, let's go to the 49ers. So they play Tennessee. The rest of the teams that are ahead of them all have, or most of them have games that are also winnable.
Not the Rams.
That's the only game. Okay. The Lions at Rams is the one game where somebody's going to probably lose that game. But the Seahawks, they get the Colts with a quarterback issue. The Cowboys, they get the Vikings at home. The even the Panthers, who still have a little bit of life.
Tampa Bay blew it.
They play at the Saints. The Bears, they're at home against the Browns.
Yeah.
And then lastly, the Eagles, who are peripherally involved probably with the 49ers.
But it'll be Kenny Pickett.
Play the
Raiders.
Play the Raiders. So the Niners, is the one you don't want to lose.
No
obviously.
Doubt. And we're going to come in here, and Butch just talked about it, and it's been your theme. I'll give you some love for it. But let's just say they win 50-10. we're going to come in here now and it's going to be just like what you said about the Warriors and Buddy, is go time in regards to some minutes, because that's when the gauntlet starts. So it's just one of those games you got to go out and you dare. Like, Sonny, what if they win by a field goal? They still win 10, but we would be, to be honest, and put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I don't think that would bode any confidence moving forward, right, if somehow they struggle with the lowly Titans, right, at home?
I mean,
I know it's not college.
They just have to avoid losing the game.
Yeah.
They just can't lose the game. If they win 16-10.
You got the win.
And then you move on to the most important part of the schedule. So, we'll see. But the 49ers, obviously, going to be favored by 12.5 was the last number, Goo.
Yeah, and the Eagles are favored by 12.5 over the Raiders. I don't know what the other big spreads out there are, Chicago and Cleveland. But, yeah, I would like to see Ricky Pearsall, and just forget him. This Niner passing game, wake up. And to your point about the schedule and lesser teams, you haven't needed that. But, Stoney, there's going to be some third longs against some damn good defenses, and you're going to need more. So I guess I'm looking that's on my 8.5 by 11. Shout out Scott Osler. I'm looking for the passing game to show us something. And who better to show you something against than the lowly Titans?
Who do you want to win the Lions-Rams game?
The Lions, for sure.
For
then
sure.
That way I'd have action at the division.
Yes, but then the Lions would be closer to you.
But if I handle my business, I'm going up on the elevator so Detroit can do what they want to do. But we're going to win out and try to get that number one seed or the division.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think there's any – am I looking at it wrong? Anybody else say they would like the Rams to beat the Lions?
Well, I could see for some 49er fans wanting the Rams to win that game to kind of put the Lions behind the eight ball. And I mean, look, the 49ers now are about two things. Can they move up, and then can they hold the teams below them to continue to be below them?
But if you leave them by keep winning and get that gift of Detroit beating the Rams, then you got your sights set on the clouds.
Yeah, if you beat the Tennessee and the Rams end up losing, then the number one is in play. But you know who else is back in play? Probably are the Detroit Lions, because they'll be 9-5, and then the San Francisco 49ers, assuming they beat Tennessee, are going to have to
win
at least another game or two, maybe.
You kind of made a joke about the Colts as if they're going to be walkovers. And there's no part of you that's given Phillip Rivers a chance to help this team or be better than Daniel Jones.
I don't.
We know that.
Well, I don't. I just am very skeptical.
Wow.
Very skeptical of a guy
who
hasn't played in 5 years. 5 years. He's 45, right?
44.
Let me tell you what two things I think are going to happen with Phillip Rivers.
Tell me. I mean,
I think there's
going
to be a play where he's going to be in the pocket, and he's going to have to make a quick move to get out of it, and he's going to stumble and lose his balance. That's what happens to older guys when they try to move too fast. And then I think what we're going to see is a lack of zip on the ball.
Reports have he's had some mustard on his throat.
And those were in what, practice?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can't wait to text you when they play.
I'm not going to be available.
I'll send a text. Don't stop me from sending it.
You know what? I'm going to block. I think I'm going to block.
I don't care.
Okay, well, then don't send it.
Text Evan on the side like you're doing?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Evan. He ain't even listening.
He never listened.
Dude, that's terrible.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into the Warriors on the other side. Minnesota Timberwolves are in town, and things are changing for Golden State. That segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We all agree on one thing, the whoopee.
I got a big ass.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Goo?
You want to know for real?
Yes.
That 9:45, it whooped me. We got on earlier than we normally do.
And we're going to stay till 2:12.
Yeah, gotcha. I had to catch my breath.
No, we do 4.5 hours on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm back. Dude, man.
It's fine.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I was a little windy.
Wouldn't have it any other way, for sure.
No.
By the way,
too far.
Okay, let me start this way on this segment. I made a mistake.
I let you down because I didn't catch it,
you.
Go ahead.
You wouldn't have. It would have involved you having to do pre-show research.
That didn't even bother me.
I'll stop.
I don't have the energy today.
Danny Emmerman was the author. He writes for the SF Standard. And he was the guy who talked, he was the reporter that talked to Buddy Hield.
Okay.
And so I want to give you two quotes from this story because it's very interesting. The first one's from Buddy Hield. And this is what I mean. I think tonight's going to be the first night where some changes take place.
But real quick, before you do it, I just hate that Dre got Julius Randle-itis.
Yeah, well.
But it's not going to be the whole team.
Okay, then they got another excuse. Yeah. No, they can have another excuse.
No excuses, I'm just saying. Go ahead.
But Buddy Hield was asked about, his season and what's going to happen. And Buddy Hield said, everybody's coming for everybody's minutes. There's limited time out there. The cream rises to the top. It comes down to who wants it the most. How much are you willing to sacrifice? How much are you willing to give the extra effort? How much are you willing to battle for loose balls? How much are you going to crash for other possessions? Not everybody. I mean, I feel like it's as clear as day.
Yeah, but you tell me what you think, and it's my prerogative. Shout out Bobby Brown. I can say it. But Steiny, he's basically saying what you talked about. All right. Their other players are equal. And I thought Buddy was a guy that could avoid the fray. You were the Klay Thompson for this team. We've seen you hit, but he's admitting, I haven't had the best season, and now I'm in the boat of the others fighting for minutes.
Yep.
And I didn't have that on the bingo card. I thought he would be steady Freddy, but he's keeping it real with himself. And here we go. It starts tonight.
And then Steve Kerr was asked about, with things starting tonight, how he's going to handle it. And he said, a lot of guys who can play. We have a lot of guys who can play. And the thing that I like about it is it creates competition. What Buddy has done over the last 5 or 6 games, Buddy's a guy who understands the league.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's why I was a little disappointed he's involved.
This is my second point. Mm-hmm. When I hear that, then I need to see if Steve Kerr really is committed to this. which is playing the guys who are playing the hardest. Because when I hear him say, Buddy's a guy who understands the league.
Because he plays hard.
I hear Steve Kerr saying, Buddy Hield's a veteran. He knows what's going on. And if there's any question about who I'm going to go to, I'm going to go with the guy who understands the league. Mm. And that's what I want to see tonight. And I know it's not all going to come into fruition tonight.
Right.
But I want to see who he plays and who he doesn't, and then find out why he didn't play a guy or he did.
Do you have a problem with me trusting Coach Kerr to where when I watch this iteration of the Warriors, I'm going to trust that the guys that are moving and grooving will be out on the court? Like the rotations will be predicated on who's balling.
Yeah, and that's what I mean about it feels to me like things are starting over.
Is that a good thing after 25 games?
No.
Is Minnesota saying that?
No, because it's an indication that the three guys have not been playing well enough to hold down their spot in the rotation. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Kuminga, I'm seeing Moody, and I'm seeing Pajemski. They're getting caught up to.
Yeah.
And I think it's gotten to the point after this road trip where Steve Kerr is now saying, we're starting over. And I'm starting right now with playing the guys who have been giving me the most energy. And obviously, where does Pat Spencer fit in there? This is Nick Friedell.
All right.
He was on yesterday with the Morning Roast.
Yep. I think there's a world where seemingly anything can be possible with the way things are going with Pat right now. And the way he's gotten the offense going. Now, who the full-time starters are going to be, who knows? The only three that I would bank on always are Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. Then we'll see. But I think Kerr has made it clear, and in the lineups we've seen, the difference is everybody's kind of like, it's going to change game to game. I think he'd like to have five starters that he put out there every time. He'd like to have five or six guys off the bench, the same guys every time. But it's going to change.
There's Nick Friedell of The Athletic.
I'll say this, it's my opinion, but in regard to who I'm disappointed more, in regard to guys getting caught with the trifecta of Pods, JK, and Moody, it's definitely, and you know this, Steinie, it's JK. I thought he would be further along. The first five games, I thought, watch out, there may not even be a trade coming. I'll leave that there. And then Moody. I really thought Moody hit. You know, I didn't know his inability to put it on the floor and create was, needed some fertilization like it does. That he's catch and shoot. But it just felt like I trusted him with his handle to get his shot off. And he's just, to me, been lost. He's just been out there. I'm not going to say playing terrible, but not up to his standards. So that's been shocking. And he hasn't figured it out. And then Pods. So if you ask me who you have more confidence in out of those three, what if I double back and told you Pods coming not just because of the last game, but because I feel like he knows what he's hearing and he's taking the same thing that Buddy's saying, reading the room, and just be efficient and don't try to do too much. And it looks like Pods, I don't think, Steinie, will be starting, and maybe for a guy like him, it'll be greater for him to watch the game and then come jump, watch people swim and then come get in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you, Goo. Yeah. So, like, I'm just looking at the course of this Warrior season. I know Draymond's not going to be coming back tonight, but, because of the Curry injury and Draymond was out and Butler was out for a little bit, the numbers changed and the rotations changed, and then they went on the road trip. They played Oklahoma City tough. They had a good road trip with different types of players. Because it sounds like I don't know that we're going to see something drastically different tonight. But what I do expect tonight is for it to be the first game where Steve Kerr implements a different kind of strategy, which to me is everybody's on a shorter leash among the younger type players.
I'm with you, but call me Bob because I'm hoping like all outdoors that this jump starts the team. But if I've ever given you all an analogy to where I felt like it should be in the Radio Hall of Fame, it was yesterday. And it was the one that I talked about. My wife's making goulash, but she's changing some of the ingredient, but I'm expecting a different taste or a different meal. And I just don't think you adding a little pepper, subtracting this, cayenne pepper. Stani, I guess I'm a little skeptical because when it's all said and done, you are who you are. Now, I know you're going about the distribution of minutes differently, but I feel like we still need size. Like, I still dream of the Trey Murphy the thirds and other players on this team. And maybe I could totally be wrong, and I'm hoping like I am, that this dangling of the minute distribution will make us look different. But I'm really saying in my heart, like, it's you still are who you are, you know?
No, and you are. And you're going to be probably who you are for a while, or at least until you can make a move in January, if you're going to do something with Jonathan Kuminga. But I guess I want to know, like, from Warrior fans, it feels like I might be overstating the importance of tonight's game.
Does
that's
it
what it kind of feels
though,
like.
Because it sounds
tonight,
like the last couple of games. Not that they're going to go win the title, but it sounds like, Stani, you like the fact that there's competition.
Yes, especially with those three guys. Moody,
but
Kuminga,
that can that change
Pod.
You? The fortune of this, how far they can go. If I ask you to look through that prism, I don't think so.
Well, they can certainly be better if they play harder. Those three guys.
But listen to what we're talking about: harder,
right?
Like effort.
That's the point. That's what has made this change to my way of thinking. Is we've looked now at Pods, Moody, and Kuminga for 20 games and been like, they're not playing with urgency. They're not playing great. I guess they're playing hard. And then the three guys who played for them, they just go out there and boom, they execute and they play hard and they're not intimidated and they don't mope and they're not thinking about their own games. And that's why we're in this position. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Am I overstating like where the Warriors are right now in their season? 888-957-9570. I just feel like this may be the time when things start to settle in finally. Also, nobody's brought this up, but we got to get into it regarding Kuminga.
All right.
Warriors could have a timing problem on their hands. I'll tell you what that's about on the other side. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.